Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, and the rescue, the perishing, care for the dying service family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 914, where I simply read the Word of God, just a small portion, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, and or the Matthew Henry Commentary, and other reputable commentaries and study Bibles. We thank God for the teachers of the Bible who have a gift from God. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And therefore, the aim of this podcast, my beloved, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come, and saved from the eternal burning hell. By believing the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was preached best, first and best, by none other than Jesus Christ himself, when he said the most important words in the history of the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Have you ever truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever truly believed in his gospel? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the free pardon of your sins? If you were to die today in a car crash, would you immediately go to heaven, or would you immediately go to hell? If you don't know the answer, you need to listen up. If you do know the answer, and the answer is you would go to hell, you certainly need to listen up. In order to be saved from hell, you need to understand some things. You need to actually hear some bad news, and then you need to hear some good news. The bad news is, first of all, dear friend, you and I need to accept the fact that we are sinners. and that we have broken God's law. Not only you and I, but everybody in the world. The bad news is we have broken God's Ten Commandments. And in God's sight, that's a very bad thing. That is nothing to sneeze at. That is nothing that God is going to overlook. God does not operate like that, contrary to how some preachers may want you to think. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. We have sinned in His sight. We have broken His Ten Commandments by lying. Not only lying one time, but lying throughout our lives. Living a lie. Perpetuation of lies. We have stolen things and have never tried to give them back. We have stolen things from the time we were children, when we stole the proverbial cookie from the cookie jar, when we stole candy and gum out of our mother's purse, when we stole money from our parents, from their change jar, and went and bought things that they never gave us permission to buy. Or some are more sophisticated now. They will take their parents' bank card or credit card and go and buy things in the store with, bring out two receipts. One for what they sent the child in for, and then one for themselves. Thieves, robbers. You may think that's cute. That is not cute, not in God's sight. We have lusted in our hearts after beautiful people and beautiful things and shiny objects. We have coveted in our hearts what other people have. And some have gone as far as to kill other people to get what they have. Disrespecting God and dishonoring God because God could have given it to you if you had asked. It's an affront to God when you do that because you're saying to God that He can't be trusted to provide you for what provides you with what you need. We have committed the sins of dishonoring, disobeying, and disrespecting our parents. This is part of the Ten Commandments. That's just four of the commandments. Another commandment that we have broken is that we have dishonored God by taking His holy name in vain. In other words, my friends, we have sinned against God in many ways and multiple times. And those sins have to be taken care of. And I just named five of the Ten Commandments. Should I go on? Thou shalt not commit adultery, which has never been as bad as it is now. Even during James's time, he called the people adulterers and adulteresses. And I can certainly, I can certainly say that and address people like that in the church. Adulterers and adulteresses. So we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed in God's sight. We all have done evil. So what needs to be done about that? Well, God took care of that. But first, I want you to understand, secondly, that you need to accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin, always. You're on death row right now. as I speak. And no governor, no president, nobody can get you off. In fact, they're on death row as well. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Would you agree that we all are going to die? You have to agree with that because the Bible, God's word, says so. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Our bodies go to a grave, go to a funeral home, go to a grave of some kind when we die. Our soul goes immediately to hell if we have never made arrangements with God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we reject Jesus Christ, we go to hell because we must pay for our own sins and faults. You say, well, preacher, God will never send me to hell. God does not send anybody to hell. We send ourselves to hell because God has given us a wonderful way to escape hell. And God told me to tell you, and I don't use God's name in vain. I'm not sound like some preachers that go around talking about God told me this and God, I don't do that. God has to tell me to tell you something for me to use God's name in it. And God told me to tell you that if he will allow you to die, oh, he can keep you from dying. But the wages of sin is death. It is appointed on a man who wants to die. That's his law. Universal. Everybody. Kings, princesses, queens, potentates, presidents, paupers, whoever, everybody's got to die because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. God is not going to blink at that and let it go. And so when we die, and if we have never believed on Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, we will go to hell with the others who have rejected Jesus Christ and pay for our sins throughout eternity. That's how bad sin is in God's sight. But surely, preacher, we can get out of hell, couldn't we? No. Once you go to hell, that's it. You can never go to heaven. It's over. That's why I'm here this morning trying to persuade you to get saved from hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. But God told me to tell you that if he will allow you to die, he will allow you to go to hell and spend eternity in hell if you reject his son, Jesus Christ. If you do not believe in his son, Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. And thirdly, and that leads me, thirdly, it leads me to my third point, rather. You need to accept the truth and accept the fact that you are on the road to a devil's hell. Right now, as I speak. God does not want you to go there. Jesus Christ does not want you to go there. In fact, thank you. In fact, the reason why we have this time and space for you to hear the gospel this morning and for me to preach it is purely by the grace and mercy of God, who said, I am not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why we're here. That's why you are experiencing this divine appointment. You don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. But God knows who we are. And he wanted you here today because he knows that you will hear the gospel. And you will have an opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can be saved from that awful place called hell. By the way, Jesus Christ was the greatest hellfire and brimstone preacher. Yes, Jesus Christ is very loving, very merciful, and very gracious. Beyond what our feeble minds and finite minds can even begin to understand. But Jesus Christ does not play. God does not play. They love you, but they don't play. Not when it comes to sin. Yes, he fed thousands with a few fishes and loaves of bread. He gave thanks and it was multiplied by his power. He fed thousands and they had leftovers. He walked on the water on his mission to reach others, like we walk on the ground. He broke up funerals by raising the dead. He healed the blind on the street corner. He healed the sick and the deaf and the dumb and the paralyzed who were demon-possessed. He cast out devils so that people would get relief. He went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth, after Lazarus was dead several days. He told the wind in a stormy night, peace be still. In other words, he told the wind to be quiet and the waves to sit down, and they obeyed him. Why? Because he's the most loving man in the history of the world, the most powerful man who ever walked on the earth. He is the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us. His name is Jesus Christ. So he has the power to work those miracles and the power to love you, even though you have sinned against him. And he loved you so much that he preached on hell more than anybody in the Bible. He preached on hell more than he preached on heaven. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 9, verse 43 through 48, and if thy hand offend thee, in other words, if your hand causes you to sin, to touch somebody that that you're not married to, and commit fornication and adultery with them, or homosexuality with them, Jesus said, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed, that is, with a cut off hand, than having two hands to go into hell. into the fire that never shall be quenched. Jesus Christ did not play. He did not make up things. There is a literal burning hell. This is not a figment of our imagination. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, that means you sin against God and sin against yourself by going somewhere you have no business going. Cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life, that is, with no foot, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The fire is never quenched, you understand? The maggots never die, though. Someone asked the question one time, how is it that there can be all this fire in hell, and then at the same time, the Bible talks about out of darkness and all of this darkness in hell all at the same time? Because God is God, and God will, with all things, God, with God is possible. With God, all things are possible. And the fire will just simply cooperate with the darkness, and the darkness with the fire. That's all. The fire shall never be quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, you have a problem lusting after fine women. You have a problem lusting after men, women, and some of you men with men and women with women. You have a problem looking at pornography, downloading ungodly, evil stuff. Sinning against God that way, and thus sinning against yourself. By the way, you're going to hell not just because you offend God by disobeying His word and disobeying His commandments. You're going to hell for offending yourself and hurting yourself. Because the commandments of God were given by God for our good, not His good. He's not tempted with adultery and fornication and homosexuality and all of this foolishness. He gave us those commandments to obey so that we would not mess up our own lives, and so many millions of us have done that anyway. So you're being punished for hurting yourself more than anything, because you refused to obey God. You refused to acknowledge God. Jesus says, if you have some eye problems, you're always lusting your heart out, desiring somebody or something, it is better for thee, pluck it out, for it is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. Pluck what out? Pluck out your eye. God, listen to me, Jesus Christ does not play. Hell is that bad. Hell is that bad. He's warning you about hell, how that you ought not to go there, because it is that bad that you'll be better off plucking out your eye, cutting off your foot, and cutting off your hand than to go to hell forever. This is a fair and loving warning. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't believe in me, who has sacrificed His life for you, suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt so that you would not have to pay it in hell. He is your substitute. Jesus Christ went through hell and went to hell for you so that you will not have to go, or you would not have to go to hell. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart right now, even before I finish this message. Trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive and accept the free gift of salvation that he suffered, bled, and died for, and shed his precious blood for, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. That is a continuous perishing. Let me say it again, what God told me to tell you. God told me to tell you that if he will allow you to die physically, and you know that's going to happen from what the Bible says and from your own experience with your own family members and friends who have died, reading the newspaper every day, people all around you are dying, young and old. Four young, beautiful people snuffed out. This past week, on a high school campus, they had the whole life ahead of them snuffed out by a fellow student. Gone. Teenagers. The problem, one of the problems with the death is that you don't know when you're going to die. But you will die. And God told me to tell you that if he will allow you to die physically, he will allow you to go to hell forever for your sins. And by the way, one lie not covered by the blood of Jesus will cause you to go to hell. And all of us have sinned against God repeatedly. So just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven, to be with God, to be with Jesus Christ, to be with the people of God, and to be with the angels. Heaven is far better than hell, but both are forever. So right now, dear friend, if you want to be saved from hell and saved to heaven, simply believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. As John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God who hath taken away the sin of the world. Trust in him. Believe in him. He paid your sin debt. He took your place. Believe in him who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Call on his name and ask him to save you, and he will do it. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I admit that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments and I have committed other sins as well. I understand that I deserve to go to hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change. Help me to repent of all of my sins. And help me to turn from my evil lifestyle to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. For Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. If you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or some other email and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send to you to help you to grow in the faith. Plus, we want to rejoice with you and your newfound salvation. Also, if you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Now, with that, dear friends, we're going to resume our service, the standing between the living and the dead service / the rescue the perishing, care for the dying service, which you just experienced a part of. We're in the scripture and the sense podcast portion of this service, and today we're reading Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy gospel, your powerful gospel that can save a soul from the pits of eternal hell. And save his soul to heaven by your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, we pray for millions and millions to hear the gospel through this ministry and to get saved, and through other ministries as well. And Holy Father God, we pray now that you will grant us your energy afresh and anew, your unction, your strength, your freedom, your liberty, the power of your Holy Spirit, your might, your strength, your unction and anointing to read your Holy Word and to understand it, to comprehend it, to apply it to our lives, to obey it, and to share it with others in a discipleship way, and to proclaim your Holy Gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, glorify your Holy Name. Amen. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. Now here is the sense of it, if you will. Here is the understanding of it, with the help of the Holy Ghost and the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And it reads, the Lord announced his intention to banish the names of the idols from the land. He will overcome all factors that detract from his worship, and all idolatry will become extinct. Idolatry near the time of the second advent of Christ will include worship of the image of the beast in the temple in Jerusalem, though other types of idolatry will also be present. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to remember your Holy Word and what it means. Help us to meditate on it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen.